I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And, well, Patsy, suppose conditions not perfect today, but fortunately the Glenmore 10-mile run did go ahead. And, well, some notable winners today.
Well, yes, I suppose everybody was a winner because, you know, when many sporting fixtures would have been called off, cancelled or whatever in this world, soft world that we live in right now, I have to speak up on behalf of the athletes who are undaunted and keep going. And over 500 turned up at Finn Valley this morning for the Glenmore 10K. And I'm actually very, very proud of that, you know, that that these events, that our events continue to just get out there and we get on with it, you know, if there's no particular issue. So very proud of that. But and the story was a very positive story in many ways. I mean, Owen McGinley from Letterkenny Athletic Club ran a very good, strong performance, was a very convincing winner. He's from Letterkenny Athletic Club, and he beat Mark McPaul from Finn Valley into second, a young Melton lad, and third was Charlie O'Donnell from the Rosses with John McInhill of Finn Valley in fourth. So that was the main story. And Owen's time would have been in and around 55 plus. So the big, what would probably the best way to describe it would be the quality performance in the day was from Teresa Doherty. You'll remember that she won the National Masters Cross Country Championships last weekend down in Rathdrum just 8 days ago. And she won it extremely well, and she won it convincingly, and she is the National Masters Cross Country Champion. Well, today she was back on the road, and she was really bouncing on the road today, and she returned a time of 56-odd for the 10-mile. And, you know, she would have been, as everybody was today, working into the breeze as we went up along the River Finn up towards Wedgetown. So big performance from her. She's obviously on the basis of this running very, very well, as is indeed Owen McGinley. So well done there. Now that was Teresa was first, and then we had Helen McCready from the Rosses was in second, and Helen was in the medals last year as well in this particular event, and Leona Mullen of Finn Valley was third. So a very, 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 very good event. And as I say, over 500 taking part. Everybody got home safely, and that's always so, so important, and superbly organised, as is this event each year. So walking away from the event very, very happy.
Patsy, I suppose as well we have to talk about the Irish Universities Indoor Championships yesterday and over the weekend, I should say, and specifically in the shot put, we had good news there.
Hi, we had good news from the LYIT athlete James Kelly, member of Finn Valley. He from St Johnson, of course, and James won the shot put event. And I suppose the thread in the story here is that this event has been won previously, also competing for the LYIT by his older brother John. These two guys have dominated shot putting domestically in Ireland for many, many years through the age groups. And of course, to yesterday it was Irish University's Indoor Championships. The venue was at Sloan. James was the winner, and you know, interestingly now, James and indeed his brother John, who broke that Donegal and Ulster senior indoor record some weeks ago, both of them now will head to Sweden, train there for about 10 days, return for the National Senior Track and Field Championships indoor in Athlone in a couple of weeks' time. So they're leaving nothing to chance in terms of preparation. So they're joining some of the lead throwers in the world, as they do up in Sweden from time to time. So that's a very positive story there. Also from the universities, Bridget McDyer from... She's from the Rosses. She competes out of Finn Valley, and she's a student. And indeed, she's the ladies' captain at NUIG in Galway, and she was third in the shot. And Kelly McGrory from DCU, from the Tyrconnell Club in Donegal Town, she was third in the 400 metres. So those are the three main medals. Janine Boyle, she did reasonably well too. She came through her heats in the 60 metres and indeed the 200 metres and made the final of both. But she was in a very competitive race and just didn't get into the medals. But fair play to them. You know, they're all making that transition from secondary school athletics, from, you know, growing up in the sport to third level to university level athletics is always a big move. So well done to them all.
And Patsy, I suppose looking forward now to next weekend, the next couple of weeks, I suppose, what can we look forward to in the athletics calendar?
Hi. Well, basically, you know, we've got still running an indoor season here. We're all heading towards the National Indoor Championships in 2 weeks' time and see if Donegal can get any medals out of that. And that would be people like Don Kelly, Kelly McGrory, James Kelly, Summer Leckie, people like that. We would be looking to them to bring back medals. Gareth Crawford, possibly. He had a good result yesterday competing for University of Ulster Georgetown. He got third in the long jump yesterday. So good performance from him. So we're looking at those guys and looking to see how they're going to do come 2 weeks' time in the National Indoor Senior Championships. And that'll pretty much wrap up the indoor season, other than the European Masters Athletics Championships in Braga, and there's a few Donegal athletes heading to that as well. So we'll keep an eye on it week by week and each weekend as it tumbles in. But that's where we're headed now. National Senior Indoor Championships, 2 weeks, and then on the road, the next big 10-miler that we can look forward to, a couple of them actually, the Cara Ballyshannon Bundoran race. It's on in a few weeks' time, and then Ballyliffin, it's a big one. It's on the 11th of April, and it's in Ballyliffin, obviously down there in Inishowen. So I know Sullivan running in that event. So, you know, the tag is Run with Sonia, and you know, that's pretty exceptional that she will take part in the race. So big entry for that already, and you know, they're hoping to close it out at 1500. So we'll see what happens.